And when I say that we pay for it whenever somebody does something for us out of this kind of energy, I'm thinking of an example of one night. 2 in the morning, my doorbell was ringing. I get out of bed, open the door, and it's a woman, 8 months pregnant. She's crying her heart out. It's pouring rain out. And I said, come in, come in. I sit her down in my living room. And she cries and said, I've been married 8 years. I've been married 8 years. My husband has always been so loving, so loving. He's always done everything I've ever asked. And tonight I asked for a little thing. And he said, get out. And he pushed me out the door. Well, this is a rough way to be woken up in the middle of the night. And I said, excuse me, are you one of my neighbors? She said, no, I come from the other part of town. I said, well, how did you get over here? She said, I didn't know what to do. I was desperate. So I called my mother. She lives in another state. And I said, what should I do, mother? And my mother was in a workshop with you last month. And she told me that I should come over and talk to you about this. I said, oh, I see. So she told me further about this husband and how no matter what she ever asked for, ever wanted, the husband did. I had a guess right away what was going on. This husband was one of these very nice, loving people who believes that he's responsible for the happiness of the other person, and that in order to be loved himself, he must deny his needs and always take care of the other person. And this always seems very wonderful for the other person, until one day like this woman, you pay for it. Because when we give out of this belief that if I am a husband or a wife, it's my responsibility to make the other person happy. I'm responsible for their well-being. This confusion about what responsibility means, this thinking that it means I'm responsible for the other person's happiness, puts us into a very awkward bind, because we can only be responsible for that over which we have some control. We can only control what goes on within ourselves. We can't control what goes on in others. So when I trick myself into thinking I'm responsible for my partner's happiness, I'm taking on a job that I can't do. I cannot make the other person happy. I can only be responsible for my own actions, my own intentions. The other person is responsible for how they take what I do, how they interpret it, and what they do to get their needs met. So keeping this concept of responsibility clear is very important in intimate relationships. It's very important to see that we cannot be responsible for other people's happiness. We cannot be responsible for other people's actions. We're responsible for our own intentions and actions. So when we take responsibility for other people's feelings, whenever they are in distress, we feel pressure. We have to do something about it. It's our job to make the person feel better. This will take all joy out of anything we do to contribute to the other person's well-being. So let's go back to that story about the woman crying in my living room because her husband had always given to her everything she wanted, always took care of her, and then one night she asked for a little thing and he says, get out. We called him up and asked him to come over. And he came over, and it was very clear from the beginning that he was one of these people who thought that if you love somebody, you have to deny your own needs. You have to suppress them and take care of the other person in order to buy love so that they will keep loving you, in order to avoid guilt so you don't feel guilty if you say no to something and they feel hurt, and you feel as though it's your no that hurt them rather than how they took it. There's a poem that we used to say in my neighborhood when we were children. If somebody called you a name, we would recite this poem. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me. That was a very important thing to learn, that what other people say or do can't hurt us. It's how we take it. If somebody says no to us, that can't make us feel bad. It's how we interpret the no. But we lose this consciousness. We lose the wisdom of that poem as we get educated in a way that makes interdependence not what happens in intimate relationships, but codependence, where people take on responsibility for each other's happiness. And that requires giving up your own honesty, your own integrity. You must always do what the other person wants to make them happy. That soon makes the person that we have the deepest relationship with the biggest burden of all. That's why it's so much easier for many people to respond to a need of a neighbor than it is to respond to the person that they're the closest with.